is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. Glad you're along tonight on our WOGO coverage, YouTube coverage of Chi-High boys hockey here this evening. The Cards and the Abes, Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, one of the oldest and hardest fought rivalries in the state. This is the 109th get together between the two programs. Eau Claire Memorial leads in the overall series, 73 wins, 32 losses, and three ties. My name is Greg Stewart. I'm the play-by-play guy here, and we're going to introduce Carter Jaeger to my left. Connie Feeney watching her daughter Cammie start in goal for the CFM Sabres against the Medford girls hockey team tonight on the road. So we gave her the night off, and Carter Jaeger's up here with me in the booth. Welcome. We've seen you on basketball broadcasts. Now we get to have you up here in the hockey broadcast.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I appreciate it.
So Eau Claire Memorial and Chi-High both struggling this year. The Abes 6-10 overall. They are 4-2 in the conference, and Chi-High 3-9 in their overall record. They are 1-4 in conference. And, you know, typically Memorial come in here ranked high in the state. This year it's a struggle, and both teams really struggling to score goals. The Cards right now averaging about 2 goals per game. The problem is they're giving up about 4 goals per game, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that's not good math there. And Memorial is actually scoring less than Chi-High. They're averaging 1.65 goals per game. Now, they've won some close ones. They've won 4 one-goal games, and they lost 5 one-goal games. So they've been in some games. They've had a tough schedule. Both teams have played top five, six teams this season. And both looking to kind of improve here and maybe put a feather in their cap for seeding coming up here.
Absolutely. You know, Memorial graduated both Blake Onneman and Gabe Pinkratz, two of their best goal scorers last year, and then Mac Diggins went to play in Alaska in the NAHL, and he was one of the best conference players. So when you lose that much and you're relying on depth, they're relying on younger players to come through, so just a blimp on the radar. They're going to be good in the future. And, for Chi-High, I think, you know, injuries have plagued them, obviously.
Yes. Yep.
It looks like they don't have that big of a bench. So just finding a consistent groove, playing hockey, just crisp, sharp, passing efficiency high, and getting shots on net is going to be key.
Yeah, last half of the season now. This begins the second half of the season for Chi-High, and only 7 games left for Eau Claire Memorial. And like you said, both teams kind of licking their wounds. Matt Fournette, the team's leading scorer for much of the season, separated his shoulder against Menominee the other day, so he's out for a couple of weeks more. And Peyton Hulls for the Abes is injured, and they lost Wyatt Zienko out for the season with a shoulder injury as well. So they, both teams have had their problems with the injury. So let's get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Carter, what do you think? What are the keys for a Chi-High victory here tonight?
Cause some pressure in the offensive zone. You know, you got to get a good forecheck going, and Memorial struggles to score goals, so create some turnovers and get some good shots on net. I think a key tonight is just to get shots on net. Madsen's goal percentage or save percentage isn't as high as last year, so get some bodies in front, put some shots on the net, and a couple will go in.
All right, sounds good. There's our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson. Brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Earlier this season, Chi-High lost on the road to Eau Claire Memorial by a 3-2 count. Abes outshot a 72-33.
I have never been in a game with 72 shots.
It's been that kind of season for Drew Broebold, the goalie for Chi-High. He has faced a lot of rubber this year, and probably again tonight. Just it's coming to the office. That's what happens for the sophomore goaltender for Chi High. So we'll get the goalie matchup, and we'll send Carter downstairs in a few moments to talk with head coach Matt Luckowitz on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, getting you ready for the Aves and Cards 109th go-around between the two programs here tonight. Should be a dandy. And we'll be back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Sails a puck forward with fiber-fast speed and signal strength. Oh! Satellite and 5G picks it off, but misses the net with slow response times and weak signals. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom sweeps forward with great customer service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber-fast crosses the blue and pulls back for a final shot. Score! Fiber beats 5G every time. Visit WWT.net to increase your speed for your home or business.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire Memorial tonight, the 109th time the teams have met. Let's go downstairs live with head coach Matt Luckowitz. This is our Carter Jaeger at ice level. Carter, take it away.
Yeah, I'm here with coach. And coach, it's the 109th meeting of this rivalry. And did you sense any more intensity this week in practice, any more added to just the practice because you want to win this game more?
Yeah, there's always intensity when it comes to this. This is one of our biggest rivals, you know, taking on the old Aves. It's like I always say, it's a Packers-Vikings kind of game. These are the guys that we like to play. We see them twice a year, and a lot of close battles have been fought between us. So this is just one of those nights that you have a little bit extra pep in your step, kind of like you said, and we're looking forward to it tonight.
Austin Fournette, you know, got injured, hurt his shoulder. How do you think the team has responded to his injury and just who stepped up for you?
Yeah, well, we talk about that a lot, too. You know, hockey is a sport where it's the next guy up. And from the very beginning on day one, everybody is told your position's not safe. So if you're a first liner, you're going to have second liners nipping at your heels. If you're a second liner, you're going to have third liners nipping at your heels, and right on down the line it goes. And to the JV guys, hey, just because you're on JV right now doesn't mean you're going to be on JV forever. And we got a guy that's come off JV very early on this season and found himself in a starting position for the Cardinals. So we're always watching these guys and making sure that, you know, the next guy up is ready to go. So whether he earns it or whether a spot opens up because of an injury or what have you, it's a next guy up mentality. So it's a mentality that we have. Everybody knows it. Some guys just have to keep working hard until they actually get that chance to step up. And this is just one of those opportunities for someone else to fill Matt's shoes, which you don't fill Matt's shoes. You know, he's been our best forward this year. He's done a nice job for the Cardinals. We can't wait to get him back. But we got to have that next guy up, and someone's got to do the job. So we've seen guys step up. We've seen guys compete. We've had a couple good games of competing. So we like what we see, and our boys understand that.
Last one for you. 72 shots last time against the Old A's on Brovo. He was able to stop 70. How do you limit those shots today?
Well, I don't know if he had 70, but I'll say he probably had a lot of shots on him. You know, Drew's done a nice job this year. If you look at his save percentage, he's seen a lot of rubber. He's seen a lot come at him from a lot of different angles. He knows what he's in for tonight. Memorial likes to get right in front of the net. That's their little playground. They like to get the pucks to the net, and they like to just get everybody there and just hammer it. So that's what they're good at. That's what they like to do. We need to be ready for that tonight, and he needs to be ready for that too. Our defense know that. First shot's on him. We're going to count on him to make that first stop, and it's up to the defense to clear guys, clear sticks, clear pucks. That's what we're focused on. So Drew's seen a lot of rubber this year, as we thought he would, and he's done a phenomenal job. We like what we see out of him. And so he's our rock back there, and we're going to count on him for a lot tonight.
See you after.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Carter Jaeger downstairs with head coach Matt Luckowitz. Let's give you the goalie matchup here tonight. For the Abes, head coach Kevin Anger, in his first year, graduated in 06 from the Abes program, played for Eau Claire Memorial, then played 3 years of juniors. He's their new head coach. And Jeff Schemberger, last year's coach and a former Abe himself, because of time constraints, moved down to the assistant coach and seems to have worked out very well. Anyway, for Kevin Anger, his goaltender tonight is Evan Madsen. He's a junior. His record is 6-7, goals against average at .269, and a save percentage of .907. And you heard Coach Luckowitz talk about Andrew Broval. Drew Broval, he is just a terrific goaltender. He's faced a lot of rubber, 493 shots. That's averaging 45 shots per game that he's facing. He is 3-8, his save percentage .909, and a goals against average at .429. And could use a little support from the D here tonight, I think, too, Carter, because he just, teams love to crash him, get the puck on net, and just, you know, start to crank it up in front of him, and his defense have to come in and sweep that thing to the boards.
Absolutely. Like he said, you know, you expect your goalie to make the first save, but everything that happens after that is for the goalie panic time, because he doesn't know where the puck bounces or which way it's going. So your defensemen have to be there to sweep it away and get rid of it and help your goaltender out. And that's another thing they have to do tonight to win, because they can't allow 72 shots on that.
No, that's
again,
for sure. Absolutely. Last year, Chi-High tied Memorial 4-4 here. Memorial beat us 4-0, and who could forget that sectional semifinal down at Hobbs, as Mac Diggins, who's now playing up in Alaska in the North American League, put one in with 30.7 seconds left to beat us in that sectional semi, 2-1. What a heartbreaker that was. Maybe a little payback time, hopefully, tonight for the Chi-High Cards, as they will host the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes and try to square the season series here with ECM. All right, this is Cardinal Countdown, getting you ready for the drop of the puck just a few minutes away here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. I'm Greg Stewart, along with Carter Jaeger, and on video tonight, our producer Sam Aberle, Gavin Bovey, back at the BOGO Studios, our audio producer tonight. We'll be back, and just a few minutes away now for that drop of the puck here tonight, the Cards and the Abes. This is Chi-High Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket off the back iron. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams. Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown, the Chi High boys hockey team hosting the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. JV game, Chi High lost 4-1, but that's really the secondary story. It was an abbreviated game. It stopped at 12:53 left to go in the third period when Cards forward defenseman Henry Thatcher went down in a heap. He was checked into the boards. We don't know. I'm not sure if he fell or checked or whatever, but he landed in the corner boards and laid there for quite a while. They finally had to get EMTs here and a stretcher and got him to the hospital. And our thoughts and prayers are with Henry and his family, and we wish him the best, and hopefully it wasn't too serious here.
Absolutely. Those injuries are always scary when you get put on a backboard. Oh, so man. thoughts and prayers for him.
Absolutely. So that game ended a little early, but Cards losing that one officially on the record book by a 4-1 count. As we said, the Aves, a little shorthanded when it comes to scoring this year. They lost Gabe Pankratz. He was all-state player. In fact, he was BRC co-player of the year last year. Mac Diggins, the guy who beat us in the sectional semifinal, first-team all-state. Pankratz was as well. Diggins moved on to the North American League up in Fairbanks, Alaska. So he is out of here, and they miss his experience and just his maturity, but I guess he's having a terrific year up at Fairbanks in the North American League. And then Preston Hulls has been injured. Wyatt Cienko, as we said, he is out right now. So they're a little shorthanded when it comes to scoring.
Absolutely, but their defense moves. Their top scorer, Schemberger, he's got 7 goals, 6 assists. Their second defenseman is Hayes. He's got 3 goals, 3 assists. So their defensemen are going to get active in the offensive zone. They're going to look to push the puck, and they're going to put shots on net, so you better be ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Drew Brovold is ready for that every night.
Yeah.
When he gets here, ready to face a lot of shots, and that's, I'm sure, going to happen here tonight. In the BRC, Memorial at 4-2 in the conference, so they're doing okay in the BRC. Hudson leads. They are just a phenomenal team, and then everybody else is kind of fighting for second here. River Falls is 4-2. The Aves are 4-2, so both of those teams tied actually for second. Chi High coming in just a hair off the bottom at 1-4, and the Rice Lake Warriors are at 0-5 in conference. And right now, Carter, these teams kind of edging for postseason seeding. Maybe get a home game if they can, but these are really important games.
Absolutely. Every game matters, but especially these when your record's similar and it's a crosstown rival. So they're going to be playing physical, they're going to be playing fast, and they're going to be giving everything to win this game.
Yeah, you bet. And both teams in Section 1, which is dominated by three of the top five teams in the state. You got Hudson, Wausau West, and also, you know, Spash is in there. They are just another great team. And so all these three teams, only one team is going to go out of Section 1 to state, unfortunately. Maybe that ought to change sometime here, but it's going to be a real battle for who comes out of this section going to state.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, Chi-High beat Stevens Point in the playoffs last year when Spash was undefeated.
Who could have predicted that?
I mean, these teams just beat up on each other. They're all good. They're all talented. So it's a fun conference to watch.
All right. The Cards are out and ready to play some hockey here in their home white sweaters with the black breezers and the red and black trim. And here come the Aves out of the locker room sporting the purple jerseys with the black breezers and some white trim here tonight as well, led by Evan Madsen, their goaltender. Drew Brobold at the other end of the ice for the Cards, and we are just about ready for the opening faceoff just a few minutes away as the fans start to fill in and ring around the boards here tonight. It's always fun when the Aves and the Cards meet here, whether it's in Eau Claire or here in Chippewa Falls. Always great crowd turning out and lots of energy here at the arena. All right, so the teams are on the goal lines, and we are ready to go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena. Here's Tom Voidel with tonight's starting lineups.
First, introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves in goal, number 35, Evan Manson. The defenseman, number 2, Caden Kruske. And number 4, Tucker Lossman. The center, number 20, Luke Schemberger. And the wings, number 23, Wyatt Seymour. And number 29, Mason Flannery. And the rest of the Old Aves, along with their head coach, Kevin Anger, and assistant coaches, Jeff Schemberger, Andrew McCabe, Guy Brown, and Matt Palm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to be introducing our youth hockey player of the day. And he'll be accompanied by number 31, our starting goaltender, Drew Brovald. Tonight's youth hockey player of the evening is Cooper Patton. Cooper plays goalie on the Squirt A team and is a fourth grader at Jim Falls Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Colorado Avalanche. Cooper's parents are Mike and Hallie Patton. Ladies and gentlemen, youth hockey player of the day, Cooper Patton. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Drew Brovald. The defenseman, number 6, Eli Burmeister. And number 34, Aiden Sy. The center, number 7, Sam Johnson. And the wings, number 9, Dane Krista. And number 21, Easton Skelton. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coaches, Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblett.
Well, there you go. The starting lineups for tonight's game. We're ready for hockey in a couple of minutes. This is WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards and Aves coming up.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Well, the players still a little skating here to get their legs stretched, and we're ready for hockey. Our officiating crew tonight, Clayton Tim is our referee. Dashiell Mullen is the other referee, and Tim Sallow is the linesman. Card starting Krista Johnson and Skelton up front. Eli and Sy are the defensemen for the Aves. It's Flannery, Schemberger, and Seymour. Defensively, Lawson and Krushke, and we are ready to go. The Cards win the opening draw. They bring it quickly into the Abe zone. Twisting as Easton Skelton goes back to the point for Eli Burmeister. And this one tapped into the corner right behind goaltender Evan Madsen as it slides in from right to left. Puck now loose in the zone, and it's going to be brought out by the Aves. We've got a penalty right away, a tripping call on Chai High coming up as Wyatt Seymour was dumped just outside the Aves D zone. And as soon as Chai High touches up, the whistle will sound. But the Aves pull their goaltender. They got the extra attacker out there right now. And here is Flannery going cross ice, trying to get organized as they come in with the extra man right now. Twisting and firing is Matthew Wonke, and finally touched in the corner by the Cards. And that'll draw the whistle here for a trip and a 2-minute minor. And the Aves get a quick power play, early power play in this game.
Not exactly how you wanted to start the game, but you clear this, you get some momentum, and we'll be just fine.
Well, the Aves have a little work to do on the power play. They're 8.2% on the man advantage. Cards on the kill, 78.9%. Special teams not too special, really, for either team right now. Takes a while to develop, and Memorial wins the draw in the left-wing circle. And Schemberger will drag it along the blue line. Here's a shot as he dropped it down for Carter Hayes. A quick shot blocked out in front. And it ricochets into the left wing corner. The Cards find the rock. And Zach Black will throw it all the way down and rag some time off the clock. 15:48 left to go here. The period just underway. No score. Minute 33 left to go now in the Memorial power play. They're across the blue line. On the near side is Wyatt Seymour. He'll go cross ice, dump it in the right wing end boards, and it comes back to the point for Carter Hayes. They work the umbrella. Top of the circle, right wing side for Seymour. Feathers this one down low, and it's going to be Mason Flannery's got it. Just drags it a little bit further back, and now it's picked off and dumped all the way down by Black again. Zach's been a couple of times here where he's found the rock and able to dump it all the way.
Already a minute gone by.
Yep, 55 seconds left to go on the power play. And again, Chai High jumps in the passing lane, the INT, and they'll dump it all the way behind Madsen, the goaltender. Cards get Sam Johnson out there. You notice when these Aves players were along the blue line, they're a pretty diminutive group here this year. Usually Memorial's got some real tall kids and, you know, behemoths, but pretty small group here.
Yeah, they're gonna thrive on their speed more than their size this year, for sure.
Memorial's got only 23 seconds left to go in the man advantage, and they'll work it from deep in their own zone. And here's a pass ahead for Carson Halseff. He'll drag it in the right wing corner. Gets pestered as he came around from right to left. Now it's high in the zone. 9 seconds remaining. The puck slipped out. I guess it didn't. It looked like it just went across the blue line, but Troutline found it, and Chi High with the intercept here, and they'll ram it off the boards, and both teams back to full strength. Cards are back to full strength now as Seibert races back to get it. The top of the circle is in his own zone, but coughed it right back up for Lane Connor. Connor tried to find his teammate Matthew Wonky heading into the zone, but we got a puck flying over the wall here, and that'll draw the faceoff in the Chi High zone.
Just like that, no harm, no foul.
Yep. 1-1 the shots really early on, and neither team is a scoring machine, so we're going to expect maybe shots are going to be a little low for both teams. We'll see. Here's a one-timer right on. That one thumped into the right-wing corner off the pads of Brovold. And the Abes corral the puck for a moment. Now they give it up. Here's Chi High. Back out to neutral ice across the line. And it's into the right-wing corner. Dropped from right to left to the elbow on the far side. Chi High trying the forecheck here. Bounces around between the circles. And Memorial comes up with it. Duffenbach at it. And lost it. And gets a return pass, and this one jammed off the wall. Abe's struggling to clear it out, and there's an interception by the Cards. Carter Johnson, the senior captain, didn't get a whole lot on it. Comes back to the point, and reaching down with the one-timer there is Eli Burmeister. That one came off a Memorial player, bounced around, and the Abe's have it as they carry it in. That's Carter Hayes, and Hayes shot one right on. Save made by Provo. Chi High on the break, and they work it up for Bodie Custer on the third line. Custer rammed into the wall, but pitched one at Madsen, and the goaltender for the Abes makes the save, and he'll hang out here for the faceoff in his own zone.
You saw Chi High get a really good forecheck going there, got a turnover in the offensive zone, put a shot on net, and that's what they're going to have to do all night.
Faceoff to the stick side of Madsen, off to his right. Memorial with a clean win. And they'll work it in back of their own tender. Bounces around. Oh, it came in and popped over. Madsen. Man, that surprised him. You can see he was stunned. It deflected and went over his shoulder. And Chi High has the first point of the night here.
I really do not know how that went in the net. That puck was behind the net. Must, like you said, flipped over the shoulder of them. They're checking the bottom of the net because they can't believe it either.
It looked like it went over his right shoulder. 4:23, the time of the goal here in the first. And let's see who got the goal here. Okay, 14th, Colin Buchanan got the goal for Chi High. How about that? Hey, we'll take a greasy goal, no problem there. So Buchanan will pick up the goal here tonight and start the Cards out. An unassisted goal for Colin. That's his first of the season. And Chi High is up 1-0 on the A's.
Kill a power play
might be considered a greasy, ugly goal, but we'll take it.
Kill power playoff, get a goal. Great way to start this game.
5-on-5 hockey on that one. Abes have it inside the Chi High blue stripe. Here is Miles Olson. Hands off to his right for Troutline. And Troutline with a shot. Got to the goaltender. Save made by Provold. And this one's going to pop out between the blue lines for Troutline. The defenseman backpedals and gets it in his own zone. Now he goes cross ice on the near boards. Puck is loose. Trying to chase it down as Easton Skelton. Sophomore turns, rips one toward the net, picks up his own rebound, and tried to go to the high slot for a feed. That one got disrupted, and the puck loose in the right wing corner. And here he is, Aiden Tsai. The defenseman bangs this one off the boards. It's top of the circle on the near side. Chi High on the attack right now in the Abe's D zone. And it's loose in the corner boards, right wing side. Players falling all over the ice trying to get it. And Miles Olsen's going to come up with it for the Aves. Now they get it ahead for Carson Hallseth. Hallseth's in! And a centering pass for Berglinger. And a big-time stop right there by Provo. Berglinger all by himself took a feed just off the paint. Shot and missed. 11:09 left to go. Cards still up by one. Shots are 6-3 in favor of Eau Claire Memorial. Chai High in the break here, trying to feed Sam Johnson. He couldn't reach it. And the loose puck picked up by Hallseth. Turned and ripped one toward the net. Now it's back at the point. Hallseth back door looking for a shot. And that was blocked out in front before it could get to Provo. And the pressure on now by the Aves. Here's a one-timer from the point by Ottoman. Same name, but a big rebound left out in front of Provo. And it's still loose. Ottoman again cranks one up. And this one a soft shot on the left pad, and that was going to be scooped up by Provold, and he'll hang out of that. So they had a flurry of shots here in a few seconds and had some good chances, but Cards shut him down.
Like Coach said, your defenseman got to clear that puck a little quicker than that. That's too many
Absolutely.
Shots in a row on net.
10:33 left to go here in this first period. Cards up by one on the freaky goal by Colin Buchanan. We'll take it. Good job, Colin. Gets his first of the year. And the puck loose in the Chai High zone. Now on the near fence, and it comes back to the point for Lane Connor. Connor glides along the blue line, works it off for Krushke, and then Connor gets a shot on net, and the save made. The Cards will throw this one all the way down wide of the cage, and there's an icing call against Chai High. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore at Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. The drop in the right wing circle. Eau Claire Memorial comes up with it. Cards trying to scramble to get it. Nearly gave it up in the zone. But here is Carter Johnson. Johnson weaves his way up the ice. Got ridden into the boards as he came in, but powered through that. The puck loose in the right wing corner is banged off the fence from Krushke. That allows Chai High with a chance. Zach Black tried to beat the Aves back defensively. But Memorial comes up with the rock right now. And here's Wyatt Seymour looking up the ice. A long stretch pass intended for Schemberger. He couldn't reach it. And this will be an icing call against ECM.
Really good pace to this game early.
Yep.
Both teams are skating fast. Both teams are looking for the outlet feet.
Yeah, they came ready to play here, I
Absolutely.
Think, tonight. Nobody's sleepwalking through the first period. Face off in the Eau Claire Memorial defensive end of the ice, and a scramble right there, a pile up of players. And it's on the half boards. Going down is Jackson Williams, tripped up, but he popped right back up again. And here is Colin Bill. Bill skates up on the left wing side into the Chai High zone. They worked it down low looking for a centering pass. Chai High cut off the passing lane. And here is Colin Buchanan. He just scored. Couldn't receive the pass. Lost it under his stick. And Miles Olsen reverses here in the Chai High defensive end. This one set on net, and Provold was upset. He got twisted around and wound up in his backside.
Tackled.
Yeah, and an Aves player was in on that, but the puck was swept out of harm's way right there. And here is Aiden Tsai in his own zone. Skates to the center of the zone just inside the blue line. Launches one off the boards, but nobody there for Chai High to get the pass. And it's loose at neutral for ECM. They've got it right now. Swept in by Hallseth into the right wing corner. 8:25 left to go in a fast-paced game, and scooped out of the air by Brobold, and he'll hang out of that in the Chai High into the ice. Shots are 10-3. Old Aves with Chai High leads in the all-important score department, 1-0. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chai High Athletics. Puck in the right wing corner now. Scramble for it there. Elijah Burmeister down there. Eli trying to dig it off the wall. Chai High in the break. They got it out to neutralize, but it's slammed right back in again by Hallseth, who just stood the Cards up on the breakout. Back in the Card zone. Puck kicked around. Now it's Halseth who's going to dig it out of the corner boards. Loose out in front. Swept to the corner by Chai High. Comes back in the half wall. One-timer on net. And Broberg with the save right there. And it's pitched ahead now for Zach Black. Zach comes up to the blue line. Karam's one into the left wing corner. Picks up the rebound. Trying to feed a teammate the right wing corner. But Eau Claire Memorial will grab it away, and here they come. Across the line is Carter Hayes. Hayes had it stripped as he came in. On the back check is Carter Johnson. Johnson trying to go cross ice for Black, and it was cut off. And here is Halseth. Dangles, fires a shot, top of the circle, and it's smothered by Broberg on the left post, and he'll hang on with 7:21 left to go. Shots are 12-3, and this is kind of the modus operandi of Chi High this year, but they've gone through almost every game where the shots are lopsided for the other team, and Broberg is called upon to keep the team in the game. This one pulled back to the corner. Zach Black stops, changes direction, and he's crossing the blue line right now. Looks ahead, tries to feed Colin Buchanan, and he can't catch that pass as it slides into the right wing corner. 7:05 left to go. Puck loose in the right wing corner. North end of the building right now. Cards change up. Get a fresh Eli Burmeister in. Change up the D right now. And a new set of D as Aiden Tsai comes out. This one slammed into the right wing corner. Broberg stops it. Works it off to the right wing side. Tsai has got it right now. He'll try to backhand and funnel the puck back on the right wing wall. And Tsai with the puck right now is going to just try to ride it out of the zone. Flips it off the boards, and it comes back to neutral ice, and the Cards forward lines change up. Sam Johnson out there first. Easton Skelton on this line. And Krista, Dane Krista's had a nice season. He's now the team's leading scorer. Here is Easton Skelton right now. Down the slot, and a puck just dropped wide, and we got a whistle. It's going to stop play right here, and I think the net got dislodged. So we'll have the face-off in the Eau Claire Memorial end of the ice. Well, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO YouTube, social media channels on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. There's the drop. Trying to ride it right to the hole is Easton Skelton as he got turned around and tumbled right in front of Mattson, the goaltender, and the Eau Claire Memorial tender will put his glove on it and stop it, and he'll have the face-off again to his right. There's the drop. Eau Claire Memorial trying to crash that dot right now as the puck slides into the left-wing corner. Picked up by Troutline for ECM. Works it to the wing on the near side. Came under the stick of Wonky, and it's going to slide all the way down. He couldn't touch the puck, and so this is an icing again, and we'll do it in the Memorial zone.
And for Memorial, they can't get a line change, so they're just, I guess they did get a line change here, but usually for icing, you have to stay on the ice, so tired players.
Chi High will have the last change, being the home team here. And they'll have their bench near their own goaltender in this first period. There is the face-off, and it's brought in by Austin Furnett. Tried a shot that was off a player, off a Memorial player, ricocheted back out to neutral ice. 5:32 left to go. Shots 12-4. Abe's winning in that department. Chi High up 1-0. Here's Zach Black. Zach moves in from right to left. Ridden a little bit by an ECM player. Ottoman had him for a while, and this one hammered up into the glass and up and out of play. And we'll have a stoppage of play right here. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed or commercial property or residential property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. Back to action. Chi High on the doorstep, and there's a shot taken. Jackson Williams hammered one right into the pads of Mattson. Still inside the zone, but Eau Claire Memorial on the break. They worked it out to the center circle. And here is Wyatt Seymour. Seymour kind of glided along and did a little dipsy-doo at the blue line and then lost the rock. And it's out of play right now with 4:52 left to go in this first period.
really good job recent minutes for Chi High, keeping it in the offensive zone, getting some shots on that, putting the pressure on them.
12-4, Abe's ahead in the shots right now. 4:52 left to go. Colin Buchanan's goal standing up so far at 4:23 of the first, and the faceoff to the blocker side. Brobol, Tri-High pushes it ahead across the line. And players giving chase right now as it pops over the wall and out of play, and we'll have a center ice faceoff right here.
And all of a sudden, we're getting a ton of time stops.
Yeah, we are. Only one penalty so far. That was early on. Memorial had the power play. Didn't do anything with it, and Cards came back and got the first goal. Sam Johnson to take the drop against Lane Connor for Memorial, and the Aves will pick it up. Colin Bill races to get it. Bill quickly into the zone and into the right wing corner. Pushed a little bit, lost his edge, and the puck right on in front. Bill's got it right now. Works it back to the point for Kruschke. Back to Bill. Turns, tried a wrist shot. Didn't have much on it. And back to the point. One-timer right on. Another save off the rebound. Oh, Drew Brobol denied. And it's still 1-0 Chi High.
He's this been one, really good early.
He has. Here is Easton Skelton. Skelton couldn't carry into the zone. And it's loose, and Memorial will pick it up. They hand off from right to left. And loose on the far wall for Lane Connor. Connor, the drop pass for Lossman. He'll hammer one in. And Brobol wanted to put the mitt on it. And looked a little bit like, what should I do? And Memorial scooped it up, and the Cards helping him out here, getting some off-wing help with 3:46 left to go. And Memorial gets reorganized out of neutral. They'll bring it in. Pass is picked off, and Zach Black lost it. But got some off-wing help from Seibert. Seibert comes in, tried to ride it to the hole. Lost the puck, but we might have a penalty right here, and I think we will. And the Cards will have their first power play of the evening.
Tripping.
Just effort right there by Seibert. And that created the penalty. And it is going to be on Matthew Wonke. He'll get the call. And the Cards have their first power play of the evening. Well, we told you about Memorial's power play, 8.2%. The Cards slightly better at 15.8% on the season. And Chi High wins the draw. Now they set up their power play. Worked to Sam Johnson in the corner. Johnson harassed by the bigger Memorial player. That's Cole Ottoman. Has a good foot and a half on him. And the puck springs loose in the zone. And Memorial will pick it up. Here is Schemberger. Schemberger, the give and go. Off to his left for Wyatt Seymour. Schemberger aggressive on this penalty kill. And finally they cough up the rock. And Chi High gets it out to neutralize, but they give it up. And it's hammered right back in the Chi High zone. 1:17 left to go in the power play. 2:47 on the game clock remaining here in the first. Frenette, Austin Frenette, will toss it rake-wide. And the Aves tried to wrap it around the boards. Frenette was right there. And here's a pass to Carter Johnson. He shot one. Mattson with the save. This one comes cross ice, and Frenette's got it. Gathers it right in. Here is Burmeister. Eli plays it to his right for Dane Krista. And back to Burmeister. Burmeister loads one up. That one went wide. Trying to track it down is Carter Johnson behind the tender. And it's loose. Hits off the shelf. And a couple of Aves players down there. Ottoman, one of them. And Memorial will drag it off the shelf and throw it all the way down. We're down to 26 seconds left to go in the Chi High power play. Here is Burmeister. Eli up the ice. Now they go cross ice on the near side for Dane Krista. Turns, rips one, and that one ricochets off a stick and floats up into the netting with 13 seconds left to go in the Chi High power play.
On the power play, you're trying to get shots on net, but really good defense by Memorial there. You know, Chi High had some zone time, but really didn't get any good looks at the net.
Not so far. Got just 13 seconds. It will be an offensive zone draw here. So Chi High could sure use a win on this faceoff. And to do it is Andrew Hebert. Hebert works it around the wall to the right, left wing side for Austin Frenette. Frenette will drag it back high in the zone. This one right on. parked in front of the goaltender was Carter Johnson, but couldn't find it, and it's loose in the right wing corner. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey, and Memorial works the break to their wing on the far fence. Here they go cross ice, near side for Seymour. Seymour comes in, and his pass is picked off. 1:12 left to go in the period. Shots are 14-6. Cards have picked it up a little bit in the shot department. Still trailing significantly here as we hit the one-minute mark coming up here in this first period. Chi-Hi trying to hang on to a 1-0 lead here in the first. Tipped out to neutral ice, and here come the Cards. It's Zach Black. Peels off to his left. Black with a shot on net. And a rebound left out there by Madsen, but swept aside by his defense. Out to center ice, and here is Black on the back check. It's going to be pushed in by Memorial, but Chi-Hi returns it right back outside for Sam Johnson. Now it's loose on the wall on the far side. Johnson able to keep it out of his own zone. Both teams playing with it right along the blue line as we hit it down to 20 seconds left to go in the period. Who wants it? Here is Sam Johnson, crosses the blue line, now goes cross ice, and countering is Halseth for Eau Claire Memorial. Fades off to his left, is pushed into the corner by Austin Fournette, and a battle for it. Netter down there with Halseth as we go down to 3 seconds left to go. There's a shot launched. Oh, the puck is loose. Oh, man, the Abe score! With only about 2 seconds left to go, the clock says zero. I think they're going to call it. It might have been 2 or 1 second left to go. And poor Drew Brobold, he made the initial save and couldn't make that rebound save. It was swept in. The net was half open. And, oh, man, what a goal to give up with just a second or two left on the clock.
Yeah, the shot came from the right side, bounced off the left pad to the left side, and Keller Riley was there to bury it.
Man, oh, man. They're going to put 1.1 second Carter on the game clock here.
Well, what a time for Memorial.
16:59 of this first period. Wow. Unbelievable. And there's a drop, and the period's going to end. Oh, frustrating for the Cards, and especially for goaltender Drew Brobold, who made a sensational stop in the first shot.
Yeah,
Berglinger is going to get the goal, and Wenke will get the assist. Man, that is a tough one to give up.
Bovo played fantastic, though, in that first period. Already had to stop 14 shots. And
wow. Oh, man. So that just rips the guts out of you, doesn't it?
Tough bounce there. You can't do anything about it.
Oh.
Bouncing the puck Memorial's way, he had a wide
all we needed was 1.1 second or a couple of seconds at the most.
Good job by Memorial, though, recognizing that, putting a shot on net, and good things happened.
Wow. Unbelievable. So goal given up. We're all tied at one apiece after one period here. And Chi-Hi just could not get to the locker room with that lead. So 16:59 of the period. Ethan Beglinger for the Abes. And let's see if he scored this year. That might be, well, it's the second goal of the season. And the assist going to Wanke. And we're all tied at one apiece. Boy, I'm sure those teams going to the locker, especially Chi-Hi, just got to kind of regather themselves after that.
Absolutely. But you got to keep your head up because you played well in the first period.
Absolutely.
And even though you got to limit the shots on net here in the second period, there's a lot of things to be good, happy about.
Yeah, so you got to forget it, right?
Yes.
A goaltender has got to have a short memory, and the team along with him here tonight off that crushing goal with 0.1 seconds left to go. So we're tied at 1-1, Chi-Hi and Eau Claire Memorial, and we'll take a break and come back and set you up for period number two here. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Greg and Carter here tonight on WOGO on our YouTube channel. Our video producer, Sam Aberle, and audio producer tonight is Gavin Bobey. We're tied 1-1 Eau Claire Memorial and Chi High in the 109th meeting of the two programs. And boy, I tell you, it was almost like time stood still there, Carter, for a few moments with 1.1 second left to go. Memorial scores on a rebound by Beglinger. And it's like slow motion there, wasn't it?
You could see it coming, but do nothing to stop it.
I know. Oh, you know. I felt so far so sorry for Brovold, who made the initial save but did not get the help he needed to sweep that one aside. And a gift for Beglinger on the near side. It was wide open, and he just drops it in as almost this horn sounded just a moment later. But scored in regulation, we're tied at one apiece.
Both goalies have done a really good job in the first half. I think Grovold especially, 15 shots on net and stopping 14 of them, and probably five of them were grade-A chances. So he did a great job dropping to his butterfly at a good time, moving from right to left with the mobility, and just a really good job protecting the net. Now, the defensemen have to clear it earlier. Yep. That's what we talked about with Coach before the game. And they're still struggling to do that, but I think in halftime that'll be talked about, or in first intermission it'll be talked about. They'll come out better.
Shots are 15-7. Memorial leads and has never trailed in that stat here tonight, and they lead it. Or they should say they're tied with Chi High at 1-1 at the end of one period. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. WOGO sports schedule. We got buckets for you tomorrow night. It's the Max girls taking the trip to Fall Creek. 6:40, the pregame show. with Caleb and Mark Maloney. And we'll take a week off from hockey and be back here on the 27th of January for girls hockey. It's CFM hosting the Eau Claire Stars on that January 27th. Get it cranked up again for the end of the season. 1-1 our score here, Chi High and the Abes. And we'll take another break and get you back for the drop of the puck in the second from the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the now back iron. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
We're tied at one apiece here after one at the Chippewa Ice Arena Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. Abes looking for their 74th victory against the Cards. 32 wins in the series, three ties over all these years. It goes back more than 40 years between Chi High and ECM. So there's been some great games as well. This one, maybe not as talented as some teams that we've seen over the years that Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial have produced, but an even-up game here as Memorial scored with 0.1 second left to go in the first to tie it up. The Cards got a goal from Colin Buchanan at 4:23, an unassisted goal, And that's where it stands right now.
It really looked evenly matched in the first period.
Yeah.
Both, I think Chihai skated better for the first 10 minutes, and then Memorial skated a little better for the last however many minutes. So
I agree.
But again, evenly matched, and it should set up for a really good end to the game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close right to the end. I mean, neither team has got the pedigree to break away big time, so I think this is going to hang on, maybe be a close one.
It'll be a fun one for sure.
Yeah.
So.
All right, the refs are back on the ice here. Teams coming out of the locker room as well. Chihai, their fancy locker room, Eau Claire Memorial, right across the ice from our broadcast booth here. And crowd starting to fill in again, taking the intermission time to hit, the concession stand and the restrooms here.
It's going to need a snack for this game for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, so Drew Probold will set up shop at the north end of the barn. And Evan Madsen, a little smaller, a little shorter than Probold, will be at the south end as they rough the paint up. And Carter Jager is going to do some play-by-play here in the second. So you've got the con. All right.
Starting lines again for Memorial: Flannery left wing, Schemberger center, Seymour right wing, Lossman and Krushke. The defensive pairing for Chihai is Krista, Johnson, Skelton, and then the defensive pairing of Burmeister and Sy. Really worked well in the first half. Just got to keep the energy in the second half. Provol made 14 to 15 saves in the last one. Again, just a bad bounce that was muscled through. So hopefully we can get that back here in the second period. Chihai is going to be skating from right to left. Memorial skating from left to right. Almost ready to go. Seymour is going to be taking this draw against Sam Johnson. The puck is dropped and we are underway in the second half as Dane Krista grabs the puck and filters it home. Picked up by Memorial and sent along the boards where Seymour picks it up, carries in, took a shot. Brovold with the left pad save, kick to the corner. Lossman behind the net sends it around where it's picked up by Burmeister. Burmeister in the right hand boards, outlet feed for Memorial and they chip it back in. Picked up by Sy, sends it into the neutral zone. The battle for the puck is won by Johnson. Sends it to the left wing boards, battled for it, and pried loose and sent in. Now a long outlet feed. Johnson hands to Krista. Krista on the left wing boards. Krista to centering feed. Nobody there to clean up. Side chips it back around the end wall. Easton Skelton skates to it. Below the goal crease. Skelton still with it. Battling with the Abes for it, and it's pried free by Wyatt Seymour and sent up the ice for Lossman. Lossman made a move in front, took a shot. Provold fought it wide. Rebound for Lossman, wraps around, and Provold fought it off again with the left pad. Rebound to the right wing. Memorial putting some early pressure here on Chippewa. Sy to the left wing boards, picked it up. And they turn it over again. Wonky in the offensive zone, tried to find Beglinger, who had the goal for the Memorial, but he couldn't handle it. And Chihai will send it the length of the ice. And we have icing with 15:35 left.
Boy, they had a good period. Good chance right
that
off the
wrap around. Great
man,
save
oh
by
man.
Grovold.
I'll say. It's a good chance for Eau Claire Memorial.
16 shots on Grovold so far, 7 on Evan Madsen. The draw to the left of Grovold, 1 back to Memorial. It's chipped free by Chihai and skated around. Ottoman picks it up at his own end. And lost an edge on the right wing. Did Halseth. Now Ottoman skates to it, still in the right wing of offensive zone. Tried to find Wonky, it's tipped through, and icing is going to be called on Memorial. So a couple of early icing calls here in the second period. The draw will be, I believe, to the right. Nope, left of Evan Madsen.
Well, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter, and very proud to support local athletics and Chihai hockey here tonight.
Andrew Herbert is going to be on the draw across from Wyatt Seymour. Get a win and get some plays going. He wins it. Black with a shot that's poked wide by Madsen. Chihai skates to it, kept it in. Spinning around in the left wing boards is Herbert. Herbert trying to jam it in front. Black pride it Flea, and Flannery from Memorial tried to tip it home. But a steal by Johnson, and Chahai still within the offensive zone. Flannery came away with it. Up ice to Seymour. Seymour back to Flannery. Flannery in front. Brovold fought it off and hangs on to get an icing call. I couldn't tell if that snuck 5-0 on him, but he was able to keep it out.
Yeah, he
and
squeezed
this game
it. Squeezed
one.
It solid. Shut that 5-hole down very quickly.
Once but again, boy, though, another good scoring chance
for
Memorial.
They were right in his grill there, weren't they?
Yeah. Lane Connor taking the draw across from Sam Johnson on this one. To the left of Brovold, won by Memorial. Handed back to Miles Olsen. From the left point, took a shot. Brovold to save. Loose in front, picked up by Krista, and he floats it down the length of the ice. Picked up by Olsen in the neutral zone. He looks to carry in, and the Memorial's going to chip and chase. Behind the net, it comes to Sai. Chipped it up ice. Up top with a shot that went high and wide. Lane Connor to the rebound in the right wing. Still loose, and Burmeister behind the net picks it up and floats it down the ice. A handed to Dane Krista. Dane Krista skates up the ice. In onsides to Colette Duffenbach. Lost in the left wing boards. Still loose. Memorial and Chahai battling for it. It comes free in front, but losing it is Krushke. Trying to keep it in was Burmeister. He couldn't. Krista spins one back and twists one away. Sauber. In it goes. Picked up behind the net by Troutline. Troutline to Olsen. Chips it ahead. Keeping it is Johnson. Johnson lost it. Troutline outbodies somebody and works it around the end wall. Lost in the corner. Chahai battling with it. Centering feed, knocked down in front, and Mattson's going to get the icing call.
Finally something at his end of the ice.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been buzzing our net, and it's great to get something in front of Mattson.
Although it's annoying because they always like to battle in the left wing boards.
I know.
From our vantage point,
you
it's hard to
gotta
see.
You just got to do your best in the corners.
Herbert to take the draw against Beglinger. One by Chahai, took a shot on net. Mattson kicked it wide left. Hall set to the rebound, made a move in front. And peels it back for Krushke. Krushke skates to it. Left wing boards once again. Filtered up top. Wonky came away with it. Over to Lossman. Lossman ahead to Halseth. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Memorial in. Shot on net. Brofold tipped it just wide. Wonky to the rebound on the right hand boards. Filtered up top for Krushke. Off to Halseth. Left wing. Took a shot and he scored.
Oh, man. I think Drew thought he had it. And it snuck in behind him. And 2-1, Memorial.
Cade and Krushke go short side blocker, top shelf, and buries it past Brovold. And Memorial takes the 2-1 lead with 12:55 to go. Once again, though, just not finding him. He had an open shot. That's one I'm sure Brovold will tell you he should block.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he would love to have that one back, but boy, he takes a lot of punishment. 4:05, time of that goal.
Memorial wins the draw. Kenny Krushke hands to Lossman. Lossman lobs one up. Seymour spinning around. Back to Krushke. Krushke confronted by Krista, who chips it in. Burmeister behind the net picks up and hands to Skelton. Skelton skates up, and he gave it to Johnson. Sam Johnson in on sides. Johnson wrapping around the back of the net of Evan Mattson, picked up there for Memorial. By Wyatt Seymour. Seymour gave it to Flannery, who chips in and chases to it. Brovold tried to hand it. It's loose in the right wing boards. Brovold gets back in net. Flannery took a long range try. That went wide. Lost him into the rebound at the left point. Gave it to Flannery beneath the end wall. He sends it around the net where it's picked up by number 23, Wyatt Seymour. Centering feed, and the defensemen are able to clear that. Still in the offensive zone. Finally able to get it all the way down the ice by Sam Johnson. But we have icing on Chahai with 12:01 to go. And Brovold, another grade A stop.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the Cards got to do a better job of cleaning that thing up. They had a Schemberger right out in front that he took a feed and it just stuffed it right into Brovold's pads. But, man, they're getting some nice point-blank shots right out in front.
And I don't know what they called there, but we have a draw at center ice.
Well, I think they missed the call, and it was touched, actually, but they're just going to do it at center here.
So Lane Connor wins the draw to Cole Onneman, who hands to Carter Hayes. Skipped up the ice, and Lane Connor back in onside, looking to activate for Memorial. Skipped around the end ball, Austin Fournette and Colin Bill battling for it underneath. Bill, left wing boards, filtered it back up top for Onneman. Onneman lost the puck. It's tipped free, and coming to it is Herbert. Herbert skates in, handed back for Johnson. Johnson in on sides, tried to take a shot. Onneman bodied him up, never got to the net. Wrapped around, sent out for Lossman. He lobs it ahead, and Fournette sends it back in. It went outside of the offensive zone, so Chihai has to leave. They come back in, and Memorial skates up ice. Colin Bill sent it in. Brovold behind his net picks it up. Braxton Bjork skates to it. Austin Fournette now with it. Hands over to Carter Johnson, who chipped it ahead. And I believe we have icing again on Chihai with 11-11 left in the second period. Memorial leading 2-1.
Pace is picking up here.
Absolutely.
For both teams, but Memorial's had the better of it in the second. Two straight for the Abes. They scored with 1.1 second left to go in the first, and now 4:03. The score from Hulseth. That's his fifth of the year. Memorial up 2-1.
Jackson Williams on the draw with Beglinger. 1-2 Williams, who handed off to number 22, Brody Custer. Custer lost it, and back for it is Cy. Sends it along the boards where it's tipped in by Buchanan. Back to collect for Memorial is Olsen, handed to Troutline. He sends it around the right wing boards. Up top it goes to Hulseth. Hulseth carries in and looking to activate. Cy meets him there, spinning one back and sending it around the end wall where it's picked up there by Ethan Beglinger behind the net. Up top, Miles Olsen with a long range shot. Brovold fought it off with his right pad. Sent around the boards for Wanneke. Wanneke spins around, trying to center, and Chihai is able to get it free, but controlling the puck again is Beglinger. Beglinger lobs one back to the blue line where Olsen couldn't connect, goes to the neutral zone, sent back in by Olsen, collected there by Buchanan. He tried to center, and now here comes Miles Olsen back in on sides behind the end wall. Skating behind the net, spun one back for Mason Flannery. Flannery in the right wing boards. Off to Wyatt Seymour, back to Flannery. Chihai is going to come up with the loose puck, send it around the right wing boards. Now back to Seymour. Seymour again in the right wing boards, battling with it. Sent behind the net for Hulseth. Hulsmith sends it to his defenseman, Caden Krushke. D-to-D it goes with a shot on net from Tucker Lossman. That was shoved wide by Brovold. Buchanan was able to gather, collect, and fire down, but Lossman sends it back into Seymour, who filters it around the end boards. Cy skates to it. He and Flannery battle in the left wing boards. It's fought 4-1. The puck comes free, and here skating ahead is Easton Skelton. He lost it. Burmeistel is able to force it free, but Memorial once again sends it back in. Burmeistel is able to poke it free and send it the length of the ice. Caden Krushke touched it in the neutral zone, so icing is waved off. Flannery poked it free. Fournette back to gather. Fournette spun it around. Great play there, but a bad pass, and here comes Flannery. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Hand it off to Lossman. Lossman with the drive. Brovold to save. Rebound goes wide. Here comes up the ice. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry, but Austin Fournette spun it. Zachary Black lost it. Zachary Black again with it. Took a shot. It goes wide of every Madsen. Battling in the left wing boards is Dane Krista. We have a penalty, delayed penalty coming on Chippewa. I couldn't tell what happened there.
Yeah, it was kind of caught up in the corner, but Chihai is going to take this one, and that's Zach Black's going to sit for a cross check. Second power play of the night for the Abes.
That's a tough one to stomach, especially since you finally had it into the offensive zone.
Right. Well, as we said, Memorial on the power play, not great this year. 8.2% Chihai in the kill, just under 80%.
So Hulseth on the draw with Austin Herbert, won by Chihai, but Lossman with it on the right point. Oh. So Lossman took a in front. Wanneke spins around, took a shot. It didn't get in front. Hit a body, never got there. Troutland on the left point. Took a shot. That squeezed wide. Over to the right wing boards. Chihai trying to clear. Skating to it. And Troutline comes away with it. He's going to peel back and look to work it ahead. Setting up an offensive zone. Handed to Hulseth. Hulseth back to Troutline. Bad pass. And it's knocked free. Andrew Herbert with some good pressure here for Chihai. Tipped ahead and carrying in Hulseth. Handed to Tucker Lossman. Lossman getting by Burmeister centering feet, and it scored. He banked it off the back of Andrew Broevold. And they're going to take a 3-1 lead.
Oh, what a shot. And the Cards deflated. Trailing 3-1 now.
I don't even know if he was trying to do that, but he banked it off the back leg of Drew Broevold. It goes in. And with 8:06 to go in the second period, Memorial has taken a 3-1 lead.
What a deflating goal.
Again, two bad bounces today for Chi High. And
no puck luck, but you make your puck luck too, you know.
Yep.
So
shots on net will help that.
8:54 time of the goal.
We also got to win some draws. As Memorial wins this back, Flannery once again activates for Memorial. Taking a shot there was Luke Schemberger, but it's pride free. And skating up the ice is Ethan Skelton. Skelton with a shot that hit a body and never got there. Skating to it is Johnson. Johnson lost it, and here comes Memorial once again, skating through center. It's Luke Schemberger handed back for a wide Seymour. Seymour back still with it, and he lost it. So Aves are going to have to regroup. He sends it in. Burmeister. Flannery pried it free from him. Dane Krista collects in the offensive zone. Filtered it off to Sy. Sy feathered it along the boards. A bank pass for Johnson. Spun back for Flannery. Flannery intercepted and carries in for Memorial looking to activate. Handed back for Connor with a shot that Broevold patted wide. The rebound is fought for in the right-handed board. It's going to come free in front that Flannery couldn't get a shot on net. Carter Johnson and Nicole Onneman battle for it. Johnson came away and gave it to Onneman. Onneman at the left point took a shot. Broevold the save. The rebound squeezed wide. Flannery to the rebound. Centering feed. And the Chi High just cannot clear the puck right now. Luke Schemberger spinning around the boards. Intercepted by Flannery with the shot. Broevold the save. Krista's going to send it around the boards. Burmeister skates to it along with Memorial's Colin Bill. It's finally floated up the ice. Flannery tried to high stick it. It's 2-on-1 if they hurry, but it's poke checked free. Carter Johnson skating ahead with Dane Christ at a 2-on-1, but couldn't keep control of it. And the Aves have it in their defensive zone. Spinning it free. Here comes Cole Onneman, handed for Lane Connor. Lane Connor lost it. Austin Fournette sends it in. Cole Onneman collects and gives it back to Colin Bill. Colin Bill tried to center for Kellen Duffenbach, but it's pride free for Chi High. Great poke check there by Andrew Herbert. That long-range feed goes off the boards and off the net. Great forecheck here by Memorial. And Kellen Duffenbach's going to force it free. Loose in the right wing boards and filtered the length of the ice. And we have icing on Chippewa with 5:52 left in the second period. Memorial leading 3-1.
Yeah, shots 28-10. And boy, I tell you what, Carter, next goal is just going to be huge. If Memorial gets it, they open up a three-goal lead, and it's going to be tough to overcome. So
absolutely,
Cards have to really bear down and see if they can get a goal here and squeeze into the lead.
The draw to the right of Broevold, Johnson, and Hallseth on it. One by Hallseth, who works it to his defenseman, Miles Olsen, at the left point. D-to-D to Cashton Troutline. Troutline took a shot. Broevold makes the save and hangs on. And once again, Broevold's been so good today.
Yeah. A lot of traffic out in front of him there, too. Good job by Broevold.
Beglinger wins this draw back for Troutline. Troutler took a shot. Beglinger tipped it down. And Brovold's able to glove to get another faceoff to the left of him.
That was a slow roller as it came in.
He tipped it right down.
Little tip on the redirect and
Johnson is able to win this puck, but Memorial is able to regather. Wanake fighting for it. Man, he's a fighter. It comes free in front. Out top, Miles Olsen. Handed for Cashton Troutline. Troutline skates the right wing. Took a shot, and Broevold once again takes that puck off the ice with his glove and hangs on.
Yeah, he's going to take everything he can right now. Just take the draw and go ahead and
And we have some line changes. Some tired players on the ice there for a while.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers to get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a brand new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake.
Dane Krista wins that draw to the left of Broevold. Flannery, though, for Memorial, fighting for it in the left wing boards. Krista skates to it, sent it behind the net where Burmeister collects. and skates ahead. Nice outlet feed for Chai High to Sam Johnson. Johnson tripped up, coming away with it aside. He gave it to Krista. Krista chips in and chases to it. Luke Schemberger picks it up. Tried to find Lossman. Tipped ahead. Caden Krushke battling with this directly under us. Dane Krista pried it free, skates in. Dane Krista looking to activate. Made a move in front, still has the puck, and he lost it. And Evan Madsen's able to hang on. We do have a delayed penalty, yep, though, on Memorial. So that'll send Chai High to the power play with 4:39 left in the second period. Memorial still leading 3-1.
Krista was dragged down. And
what a move that was, yep, to keep that on a
you
stick.
Bet. Leading scorer on the team right now.
Tucker Lossman's going to get called for hooking. And so now you got to do something with this.
Absolutely.
Down two goals, you get 2 minutes of 5-on-4 hockey. It's time to bury one.
Second power play of the night for Chai High. Both teams over on the man advantage.
Herbert wins the draw, but Austin Furnett skated to it outside of the offensive zone. So Chai High has to skate back. Collecting behind his own net is Carter Hayes. Carter Hayes goes rink wide, and Drew Bolvrold's going to let that go. Burmeister behind his net collects and skates ahead. Here comes Drew Burmeister. Burmeister. Step past the check over the blue line. Looks to activate. Handed back. Four, and it's underneath. Took a shot. Did Black. Madsen made the save, and it's tipped wide. Great job by the defenseman for the Old Aves. Carter Hayes taking a shot is Fournette. That squeezed wide to the rebound and sending it the length of the ice is Ethan Bedlinger. And we've got about a minute 20 left on the power play. Austin Fournette behind the net picks up and carries over. Handed off to Dane Krista. It was a soft pass, so Krista has to go back and collect. Skating to it behind the net is Samuel Johnson. Johnson sends it back up top. Dane Krista off to Burmeister. It trickles to Austin Fournette. Fournette back up top. Burmeister off to Dane Krista. A right wing shot. Save made Madsen, and he hangs on.
That was the best looking part of the power play that Chai High's had all night.
Absolutely.
They moved the puck well. Guys received the pass. They caught it and started to collapse that power play. So hopefully it can look the rest of the way of 54 seconds. This power play can look that good.
Yeah, that was a really good shot. Johnson and Halseth on the draw to the left of Madsen. One by Johnson. Skelton can't get to it. Lossman does. Or excuse me, Krushke does. But Chai High comes away with it. Dane Krista across for Austin Fournette, left wing. Fournette forced to the boards, underneath, back to Fournette. Fournette up top for Burmeister. He took a shot, squeezed wide. Rebound to the corner. Up top, Dane Krista. Over to Burmeister. Burmeister, Fournette, left wing, took a shot. It hit a body, never got there. Kaden Krushke with a great job knocking down that puck, sending it rink wide. Drew Bovold collects. Hands to Dane Krista. Chai High looking to reactivate. Ethan Skelton in. He lost the puck, Carter Johnson, and that's flipped back the length of the ice. Burmeister collects. 5 seconds left on the power play. Good move, and we
There's
got another tripping call.
Yep.
On Memorial end. Chai High couldn't score on that one, but they're going to go right back.
They caught it
on the
backside. So back-to-back power plays here, Carter.
A fantastic move by Easton Skelton. They thought he was going to pass it. Great move. They're going to get cashed.
So officially third power play
penalty
of the night. And it was starting to cook there for Chai High. Hopefully they can keep that momentum going here.
The draw will be to the right of Madsen. Andrew Herbert on the draw against Luke Schemberger. Got to win it. Schemberger does win it, though, and Tucker Lossman lobs it ahead. Picked up at the blue line by Colin Silbert. Sent around the boards. And battling for it. Sent up top for Silbert. Silbert handed underneath. Battling with the boards is Johnson. It came free. Took a shot. Save made Madsen. And Memorial's able to find it. And Luke Schemberger sends it the length of the ice.
That was a soft shot, so Madsen struggled getting that one.
Memorial's able to pry it free in the offensive zone. Wyatt Seymour sends it back, and they're just wasting more and more time on this power play. Carter Hayes sitting with it, sends it ahead for Wyatt Seymour at the red line. He tips it in. Leach. And we have a stoppage of play.
Not sure what happened. Too many men?
Too many players. On the ice.
Yep. So, wow, that's a crushing penalty because you got the power play and all of a sudden you cough it up just because you couldn't get the line combinations right.
So we're going to have 4-on-4 hockey for about a minute 11 and then Memorial will go on the 39-second power.
All right. So, yeah, it'll be just for a few seconds of 4-on-4 here and then Memorial will have the power play.
Trying to figure out who's serving that penalty.
It'll be a minute 11. So I guess we had about half that power play left for Chi High.
That's a crushing one.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a tough one to take, especially a too many men on the ice penalty.
Yeah.
One by Memorial. Back to Tucker Lawsmith. Left point took a shot, and Brovold squeezes it. And he's going to get the draw to the right of him. And now it's time for this Chi High team to dig deep. You got to keep him off the board for the minute 43 that's left. They'll have about 12 seconds of power play starting the third period. Flannery in to take the draw against Dane Krista. One by Flannery, knocked to the ground. Trying to pry it free is Beglinger. He's got it. Sends it back on top for Tucker Lossman. Lossman took a shot. Brovel squeezed it wide. Fournette to the rebound behind the board. Pinned up there by Mason Flannery. Beglinger digs it free behind the net. Bothered by Burmeister. Up top, Tucker Lossman. Lossman goes D to D to Hayes. Hayes back up top to Lossman. Lossman took a shot. Brovel blockered it wide. Really good save once again. Burmeister behind the end wall to Austin Fournette. Tried to tip it ahead, but it goes around the end wall. Krista and Lossman wrestling for it. Krista came up with it, made a good move, and slings one the way of Austin Fournette. Fournette made a great move. He looks to activate. Step past, checking over the blue line. Handed to Dane Krista. Dane Krista deeks with it. Took a shot. Hit a body. Never got through. Lossman with it. Lossman and Colin Bill skate ahead. Outlet feed up top for Luke Schemberger. Schemberger in. Brovel greets him, and Brovel pads it wide. Burmeister to the rebound. That was a breakaway for Luke Schemberger. Great
nice
move
job
by
Zach Black to catch up to him on the back check.
Black has it now and handed to Dane Krista. Krista. Watching him is Lossman. Krista lost it. Luke Schemberger up ahead. It's 5-on-4. 40 seconds left on the power play for Eau Claire Memorial. Mason Flannery trying to keep it in. Dane Krista's got it in the neutral zone. Krista backhands it. It hit Lossman. He knocked it down. And is just going to settle this down. He's going to send it in for Wyatt Seymour. Pressured there by Burmeister, who pried it free. Zachary Black grabs it and banks it off the end wall and throws on the ice. Madsen wanted an icing call. I don't think he realizes they're on the power play. Mason Flannery pried free. And that's how your second period ends. Memorial gets a couple of goals to make it 3-1. Shots on net. Memorial leads in that department 33-13. In the third period, Memorial will have 11 seconds left on their 5-on-4.
Cards picked it up in that period and looked pretty good on a couple of power plays, even though they didn't score on them. They moved the puck well and just got to, you know, help out Brovold back there because some of these shots that they're getting are just because Cards are getting there late to the puck and not clearing, helping their goaltender out here.
I think at least two of the three have been on the defenseman not clearing it. I think Brovold's actually done a very impressive job today.
Yeah. So. Well, shots are 33-13. Again, looks as if Abe's are going to have a short power play coming out here in the third, huh?
I don't think they're going to get to 72 shots. I don't.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I think last time, what did I say, 72, yeah, 72 shots last game that we played them at Hobbs.
The kid's name was Abear.
And it's 3-1, the score here at the end of period. So we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial. Abe struck twice in the second period. They lead it 3-1, and they have an 11-second power play when we hit the ice again with these teams a few minutes for the third period. And Chi able to keep it a two-goal deficit here, but they just cannot allow Memorial to stretch it past that, I think, to stay in this game.
Yeah, they'll have 11 seconds to kill on the penalty kill when we come out, which isn't a problem at all. But eventually they got to get a goal. You know, they've had two. They're 0-for-2 on the power play, and then had an abbreviated power play, which they eventually went to 4-on-4 because of the too many men on the ice penalty. But I mean, if you can't score 5-on-4, they did get a goal. I think it was by accident.
Yeah.
They did get a goal
from Colin Buchanan.
But, right, you just got to put the pressure on them.
Yep.
I mean, they haven't even had a lot of offensive zone time, And that's a problem. So I think second half gets some zone time.
I do feel like they did pick it up here in the second, though. They looked better in the second period, in my estimation.
The passing was much better, for sure.
CFM is playing over at Medford tonight, and got the report they lead 5-0 at the end of two. So they're having a successful night over there. And they're trying to win here tinight on the road. Chi-Hi trying to win against Memorial at home here tonight. And trailing in the shot department 33-13. By the way, the rankings, the boys' poll this week has got Spash number one, Wausau West number two, and Hudson number three. All three teams in section one at the end of the season. So somebody's going to go home crying out of that group here. Last year was Spash. Chi-Hi knocked them off at home, a stunner. They had not lost a game all year. And Wausau West, Hudson in that section. Nina, we've seen them earlier this season. They're number four. Madison Edgewood is five, and Notre Dame has moved up to number six in the most recent poll here tonight in D1. D2 has got Northland Pines number one, Wanakee number two. McFarland comes in number three, followed by Baldwin, Woodville, Amory, and Fond du Lac. And for the ladies, top six, Bay Area, have a terrific team. They may fade after a year or two. They've got a terrific group. A unique group there this year, last year and this year. Then Eau Claire, we're going to see them in our next game, the Eau Claire Area Stars. We'll have them on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel on the 27th from the Chippewa Ice Arena when they play Sabres. And then Western Wisconsin, number three. We saw St. Croix Fusion a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. They're number four, Central Wisconsin's five. And Hayward comes in number six in the girls' poll this week. But propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 3-1 the score here. Carter and I will be back in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the back. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Greg Stewart along with Carter Jaeger here tonight. Our video producer Sam Aberle, audio producer is Gavin Bobey, and a 3-1 lead for the Abes in the 109th clash between the two teams. They scored two in the second. Cards got off to a lead here with a goal by Colin Buchanan at 4:23 of the first, but it's been quiet since. Chi High, though, cranked it up a little bit in that second period in the power play. Had back-to-back power plays, and they got a little momentum going there, so hopefully they can drag that out of the locker room and maybe put one behind Madsen and make this a tight game.
Yeah, down a goal, you're looking for him to get started right away, put some pressure on Madsen, like you said, get one in so we can get it down to a one-goal game.
You got it. 5-0, the Sabres lead Medford at the end of two. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office, any RCU office insured by NCUA. Here come the Abes, huh?
Yeah. They're the Cardinals, so we'll see. See what comes of this third period. Should be a good finish.
Just a short power play here for Eau Claire Memorial. 11 seconds of a power play to open up the period. It looks as if Matt Luckowitz is going to send Dane Krista out there along with Eli Burmeister, Easton Skelton on the kill, and Sam Johnson.
That's the four that ended the period. Yeah. So,
good skaters, stick handlers. So,
for Memorial, Schemberger, Krushke, Seymour, Flannery, and Lossman. So, should be a fun third period.
All right, here we go. Carter Jaeger with the call as we open up the third at Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial.
Wyatt Seymour to take the ball, or the drop, against Sam Johnson. Memorial's going to be skating from right to left, Chi High, from left to right. Chi High wins the draw. Austin Fournette spins it back, and Sam Johnson twists it down. Losing the puck is Memorial in their own end, Kaden Krushke. He's going to collect, send it on the boards, and we are even. Tucker Lossman filtered it ahead. Schemberger hands to Seymour. Seymour to Flannery. Flannery activates, and we have offsides on Memorial. Flannery was trying to make a move, but had the puck behind him, and he skated in the offensive zone.
Yeah, he kind of reached back and looked at the ref like, it wasn't offsides, but just slightly.
Just a little bit.
Offsides there.
No instant replay.
Nope.
So.
We'll make all the calls up here.
Yep. It's one back by Chi High. Spun to Burmeister. Off to Sai. Sai sends it along the boards. It's tipped in by Chi High, and it wasn't actually, so
icing,
we have
right
icing.
Mm-hmm.
The draw will come to the right of Drew Provold. So, got to get some puck possession.
5-on-5 now, though, Carter.
It is 5-on-5. 16:24 to go in the third period. Hallseth taking the draw against Sam Johnson. Johnson wins it back, but able to come up with it is Memorial. Lossman off to Krushke, a shot, a hit, a body, and deflected in front. Here comes Dane Krista, handing to Burmeister. Off to Krista, took a shot, it squeezed wide. Racing to it for Chi High's Seibert. Seibert ripped it around, putting one in front. Krista, the rebound, took a shot, and Mason Flannery flashing the leather, pulled that in tight, and we're going to have another draw.
Yeah, Manson just got his glove down there. It almost skipped over his mitt into the goal, but that would have been a sweet one to get for Chi High.
Really good look for Dane Krista. Andrew Hebert taking the draw against Wyatt Seymour. One back by Seymour, spun it around the boards for Flannery. Great stop by Fournette, kept in. Flannery skates to it and flipped it ahead. Fournette tried to grab it, he couldn't. Schemberger racing to it along with Seibert. Tipped free, it's loose in the offensive zone. Fournette comes up with it and hands to Zach Black. Black ahead for Carter Johnson. It's tipped in and Onneman sends it out. Finds its way to Austin Fournette. He tries to send it in. It's tipped off a skate. Mason Flannery in onside, looking to activate. Flannery made a move. Great pass. Took a shot. Provo to save. And it's kept out. Zach Black pried it wide. Really good defensive play for Chi High. Looking to pull within one. Memorial gets it back. It's tipped in by Schemberger. And we have icing on Memorial. Yeah. Tipped it in front of
that
the red line.
That was similar to the goal they scored with 0.1 seconds left in the first, but that time some help for the goaltender Zach Black there to sweep it out of the paint.
Which Black is not a defenseman,
no,
right?
He's not.
Forward,
no, he's
so
a forward.
Really heads up play.
Yep.
By Black to make that. Jackson Williams on the draw to the right of Madsen against Lane Connor, who won it. Connor poked it to the corner, a battle for the puck along the boards. It's pried free and forced behind the net for Miles Olsen. Miles Olsen skates up ice, and it's tipped in for Memorial by Duffenbach. Sent back, and we have icing on Chi High, so that'll go all the way to the other end.
Bodie Custer got caught up with a Memorial player. They were all tangled up in the Aves zone. They had to kind of get peeled off from each other.
They were battling for quite some time.
They were.
One by Jackson Williams. Centering feed. Brovel fought it off and it went wide. Behind the net, it's picked up. Miles Olsen skating to it for Memorial. It's kept in and sent around the boards where Burmeister picks it up, filtered around the end wall, and Chi High is going to get called for icing once again.
That crew at the other shift, they just needed the icing call there. And
once
a
again,
better matchup.
A really good save by Drew Brovel.
Yeah, he is terrific. Shots 34-14. In favor of the Aves, and they lead it 3-1 on the scoreboard.
Beglinger on the draw against Sam Johnson. One by Beglinger. It finds its way to Lawson. Lawson a shot. Rebounds. Krista pried it free and forced it wide. Great play by Dane Krista. Sent up ice. Intercepted there by Ethan Skelton. Ethan Skelton going in. Austin Fournette now has it. He sends it in. Lossman got it back, hands to Halseth. Halseth skating in, activating and sending behind the end wall. Picked up there, and Brovold's going to freeze the puck.
The puck kind of bounced to the side of the cage, and he
trickled out
his blocker over it and decided to take the draw, give his team a chance to rest for a second, get some new players out there.
So the draw to the right of Drew Brovold, Halseth against Hebert. Won by Halseth. Forced it to Beglinger. Left wing boards. Pressured there by Sy. Forced around the end wall for Wonky. Battling with Sy. Hebert joins the party. Wonky still battling with it. And Chi High is going to skate forward with it. Pass wide of Black though. Lossman kept it in. He activates. Sends Burmeister to the ground. Burmeister gets up. Now with the puck. Outlet feed up ahead. It's wide of Carter Johnson. Beglinger is going to carry in for Memorial. Wonky trying to grab it and send it in. It clears the offensive zone, and Halseth and Memorial has to reset. Halseth spun one off the boards, and Beglinger tips in. Racing to it is Sy behind the net. Now Burmeister carries up ice, trying to set up an offensive possession. Zach Black, wide pass to Carter Johnson, and Wyatt Seymour hands to Mason Flannery. A two-on-one if they hurry, but he lost the puck. Schemberger spun it back. Now back to Schemberger. Schemberger looking to carry in. Schemberger wheeling around. Took a shot. Brovold stick passed it wide. Flannery to the loose change. Behind the net. Skied ahead. Kept in there by Hayes. Hayes took a shot. Hit the stick of Black. And hits the netting. Once
well,
again.
They were wheeling and dealing right there.
Another try in front for Memorial.
Shots 36-14 for the Aves here. Cards really need one fairly quick.
Got to win this draw. And they do win the draw back to Austin Fournette, who skates behind his own net, pressured there by Wyatt Seymour. He decides to stop and lost the puck, able to regather. Spinning around in his behind his net once again. Hand it off to Buchanan. Buchanan skates ahead and looking to activate. Step pass to check onside. Manson sticks it away. In front. Nearly scored. Fournette with a shot. He scores! Austin Fournette from the left point. Muscled it home past Evan Madsen.
There you go. That quick score that we needed. And now we've got a one-goal game.
Chi-Hi desperately needed a pulse offensively, and they just got it from their captain and defenseman, Austin Fournette.
Much needed goal here in the second, in the third period, pardon me. 4:24, the time of that goal, just almost identical time as Buchanan's score in the first at 4:23. This is 4:24. And Austin Fournette with the goal for Chi-Hi picks up his first goal of the year, his fourth point of the season.
And they have climbed to within one as Dane Krista collects. Memorial trying to skate to it, but Duffenbach forced it wide. Now back in goes Memorial. And the left wing boards Krista. Hands to Burmeister. Outlet feed to Johnson. Johnson skates in, took a shot, hit a body, and went wide. Behind the net, picked up by Krista. He took a shot that squeezed wide. Deflects to the left, right point, where Sai sends it in. 3-14-22. Loose in the right wing boards. O'Connor comes away with it. Lane Connor lost an edge, handed it to Lawson, who lobs it off to Krushke. Krushke filtered up it up top. Goes to Sai. Over to Burmeister. He sends it in. Madsen's going to glove it and give it to Caden Krushke. Krushke behind his own net, spinning around. Outlet feed up to Wonky. Wonky lost the puck, still in his offensive zone. Really good forecheck here by Chi-Hi as Halseth chips and chases to it. Seibert had it. Lost it to Wonky. Wonky handed back for Halseth with a drive from the left point. Brovold to save and forcing it wide with Seibert. Seibert got to it, pounded it off the boards and down the length of the ice, but it was touched by an eight player, so white icing is waved off. Miles Olsen, I believe, touched it. Olsen sends it for Wonky, tipped ahead. Cyber came away with it and banked it back into the offensive zone. Troutline behind his net picked it up. Troutline looked to carrying ahead. Sends a pass that Fournette, it skipped over his stick. Here in and onsides is Halseth. Stop, made a move, took a shot. Brovold knocked it down, loose in front. And Drew Brovold's going to hold on and freeze this puck with 10:52 remaining. Memorial a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, Brovold, I think he thought he had it in his glove because he squeezed it, but it fell out. And then he had to find it again and fortunately put the leather over the puck there. Shots 39-15
making
for Memorial.
Saves at great times all throughout this night. Schemberger. Handing to Onneman. Onneman in the left wing. Lost it. Still in the left wing boards. Onneman gets it back. Trying to center. Onneman skates up top and handed to Carter Hayes. Hayes at the right point. Took a shot. Same eight. Brovold. Rebound. Pride free to the corner. Austin Fournette collects and looks to activate for Chi-Hi. Austin Fournette spun around and handed for Seibert. Seibert lost it in the left wing boards. Sent ahead. Hayes grabs it in the neutral zone and filtered it ahead for Mason Flannery, who activates onside. Flannery on the right. Took a shot. Brovold to save. And the rebound goes wide. Rebound. And Onneman took a long range shot. Same made Brovold. Rebound. Brovold throwing. Save again.
Oh, they had three shots on Drew that time.
And we're going to get a draw to the right of Drew Brovold.
Oh, my gosh. Net came off on the near post.
He laid full out for the rebound. I think
yeah, because the first shot was
net
on the right side, and then all of a sudden the rebound brought it on the left side, and that part of the net was wide open, so you had to scramble and dive to shut that hole down.
Beautiful play by Chi-Hi's goalie. O'Connor to take the draw. He won it back, took a shot, save made Brovold, and he's going to hang on.
Man.
Colin Bill got a clean look and hit the chest of Drew Brovold.
Yeah, BB thrown right at his chest.
Connor once again to the draw to the right of Brovold against Sam Johnson. One to Sai. Sai spins one off the boards. Intended but not getting to it. It's around the board. Sai behind the net. Nobody went to it. Connor pried it free and gave it up top. It's now filtered around the end boards. Loosed in the neutral zone and picked up by Chippewa. Skating through center. Sending it in. And we
that went out of play here. Bodie Custer on the shot. By the way, on the goal by Frenette, the assist going to Colin Buchanan, his second point of the night. And also Bodie Custer, who just had that shot, got an assist on that second goal.
9:40 to play, 3-2 Memorial leads. Need a win draw. They got it. Austin Frenette at the left point. Sends it below the end wall. Intended for Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson was wrapped up, lost, and got it away from him, and sends it ahead. Picking up for Chahai was Burmeister. Handed to Austin Frenette. Sent it across for Carter Johnson. Skipped in. And it's loose in front. Zach Black took a shot. Mattson just sticks it wide to the right wing corner for Memorial. Caden Krushke's going to carry ahead, flip it to Wonky. It's a two-on-one if Memorial hurries. He took a shot, Robolt the save, rebound is pulled wide by Burmeister. Wonky in the right wing boards is pulled up. Wonky still with it, Frenette battling with him, and it's pried free by Chihai. It's Andrew Hebert. He handed to Black. Black chips it in and goes off on a change. Tucker Lossman handed to Caden Krushke. Chihai putting the pressure on Memorial right now. Caden Krushke ahead for Halseth. Halseth carrying in with Mason Flannery. Took a shot. Brovold makes the save and hangs on with 8:35 to play in the third period. 3-2 Memorial lead. 45 shots so far on Drew Brovold today. He's been spectacular.
He sure has. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
Seymour won it back. They took a shot. It went wide. It hit a body. Rebound at the corner goes behind the net for Mason Flannery. Picked up there by Chihai. Tried to clear. Still loose with it. And sends it to Burmeister. Burmeister, nice pass ahead to Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson activates.
Couldn't settle that one down.
They're going to call offsides.
Yeah.
I think
Easton
he lost
Skelton
it.
Just Easton, a yep. step in.
Easton Skelton tried to carry in.
And it was Karamine on the ice, and he just couldn't settle that one down, unfortunately.
So the draw will be to the left circle in the neutral zone. Wyatt Seymour against Dane Krista. 8:14 to go. Chihai needs a goal. Krista forced it back for Burmeister. Handed along for Sai. Back to Burmeister, looking to enter. Sends it in. Is Johnson. Behind the net, Hayes. Banked the pass for Flannery. Capped in by Burmeister. Took a shot. Save mid rebound. He couldn't get a shot on net. Hayes banked it off the pass for Flannery. Flannery ahead. Looking for Schemberger. Schemberger got it. One on one with Sai. Schemberger made a move. Hit Sai's skate. He kept it wide. Centering feed. Nobody in front. Rebound for Flannery. Took a shot. That hit a body and never got to the net. Carter Hayes in the right wing board. Still in. Onside to Schemberger. Left wing board. Schemberger cross feed to Flannery. Couldn't get the shot on net. Looking for the one-timer. Flannery lost the puck. Dane Krista clears. It's a Burmeister. Burmeister ahead for Skelton. Memorial in the right wing boards for Flannery. Off to Seymour. Seymour lost it for a second. Regains control and hands to Cole Onneman. Colin Bill carries in. Handed to Duffenbach, who lost it behind the net. Austin Frenette skates to it. Frenette trying to poke it free. Sent behind the net where it's picked up by Hebert. Nope, excuse me, Seibert. Seibert lost it. With it is Hayes making a move in front. Tried to center. It hit a skate and went wide. Carter Hayes still with it at the right point. Hands to Troutline at the left point. Took a shot. Diving stick made in the lane for Chihai by Custer. Kept that pass from going anywhere.
Nice and call right here. Wiscala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wiscala Plumbing and Heating.
The draw to the right of Drew Brovold. 6:41 to go, 3-2 Memorial. Won by Halseth, but Sai able to spin around and float one to Black. And Halseth able to keep in. Halseth made a move. Great play by Burmeister to pry it free from him and sends it along the boards, tipped by Tucker Lossman. Icing's waved off. Skating to it is Andrew Hebert.
Good job,
tied up. He tied up Lossman around the back of the net by Black. Black sends it back behind the net. And Tucker Lossman able to get it to Hallseth. They can't clear. Chai High still with pressure. Hallseth still with it. Lost it. Sends it behind the boards for Caden Kruschke. Kruschke pounds it off the boards back to Tucker Lossman. Lossman lobs it ahead. Tipped in by Wonky. Icing's waved off. Nope, now they are going to call it icing.
I didn't think it crossed the goal line at that point.
Yeah. There's
shots 45-18, Carter, but 3-2 lead.
Chai High's
for Memorial.
Playing desperate right now, yeah. You can just tell. Some really good passes in the third period. 5:54 to go. 3-2 Memorial. Wyatt Seymour against Sam Johnson. Seymour won it to Onaman, spun it back for Hayes. Hayes twists one off the end wall. Austin Frenette tipped it in. Racing to it
Icing
is Schemperger. Icing,
off.
That one was waved off. Mason Flannery at the right wing boards. Poked it behind the net where Dane Krista retrieves. Skates behind his own net, pressured by Wyatt Seymour. Dane Krista skating up the ice, handed for Sam Johnson. He carries in where Cole Onaman grabs it. Onaman
hit
put one
rafter.
Off the ceiling.
Yep, hit the rafter up to
Once
our
again,
right. And it's probably going to come out to neutral, you think? No, maybe not, because Onaman... That's going to go in the zone.
So
Big draw right
big
here.
Big draw to the left
offensive
of Evan Mattson. 5:29 to go, 3-2 Abes. Try high in need of a goal. Sam Johnson against Wyatt Seymour. One by Seymour back for Cole Onaman. Onaman spun one the way of Hayes. Hayes tried to get it. Krista intercepted. Dane Krista with a shot. It squeezed wide of Mattson and filters out to center. Cole Onaman in his offensive zone, trying to skate through the neutral zone. Tied up by Chahai, gets it into the offensive zone where Dane Krista intercepts and carries ahead. Handed for Black. Black trying to make a move. Black in the neutral zone, skating ahead. Step past the check and activates. He got caught. The puck got caught in the skates of Onaman. Sent forward, and Austin Frenette caught it. Austin Frenette just chipped it in. Colin Buchanan forcing Hayes to give it to Mason Flannery. Flannery spun one across for Cole Onaman, but it's wide of his mark. Onaman still going to skate to it. Onaman tried to send it inside, intercepted, and skates behind his own neck. Pressure put on there by Lane Connor. Spun back for Cashton Troutline. Troutline sends it back in. Sai intercepts in the offensive in the defensive zone, sends it along. Buchanan couldn't get to it. It's loose in front, but Custer able to grab it. Skating ahead for Chippewa is Jackson Williams. Williams took a shot. Mattson with the easy save, and he hangs on. 4:16 to go. 3-2 Memorial. Chai Hai got a goal early in this period from Austin Frenette, the defenseman. A lot of pressure put on here in the third period.
Cards are going to send their second line out here now.
They need one more. It's won by their second line, and it's filtered behind the end wall. Picked up there by Jack Johnson. Carter Johnson battling for the puck with Tucker Lossman. Loose in the right wing boards. Sent around for Caden Kruschke. He sends it off the end wall where Zachary Black puts on the pressure. Hallseth can't clear. Chai High keeping the pressure on. And Moore is finally able to clear. Austin Frenette skates to it and hands for Colin Seibert. Seibert trying to get it back in. It's chipped in by Seibert. Black skated to it, won the battle. Icing was waved off. Behind the net it goes. Hebert skated to it. Right wing boards, it's loose. Picked up there by Memorial. Kept in by Chippewa. Great play by Hebert. Up ahead, Lossman banked the pass off the end wall all the way down the ice, and icing is going to be called.
Yeah. Another big
on Memorial
offensive zone faceoff here for Chai High. We're down to 3:24 now left to go in this game, and Cards are going to have to just kind of start to collapse here, and I'm sure they've already talked to Grovold about when he should come off here with a one goal edge for Memorial.
Sam Johnson on the draw against Wyatt Seymour, a big one, and Wyatt Seymour won it back to the left wing boards, but the hustle of Sam Johnson paid off as behind the net he keeps centering feed, wrap around try, save made by Mattson. Great try in front, off to Burmeister on the left point, took a shot, tipped wide. Rebound comes out to Sai. Spun it behind the net. And Memorial's going to... Nope, still with it. Burmeister, left point. Underneath for Johnson. He lost it. Flannery poked it over a stick. Johnson's able to keep in. Really good feed. And now Flannery had hit a skate. Still with pressure. Lobbed ahead by Memorial. Picking it up is Luke Schemberger. Carrying in. Took a shot. Stick save Provol. 2:45 to play. Wrapped around the back of the net. Schemberger skates to it. Left wing boards. Luke Schemberger. Off to Ottoman, took a shot. It nearly tipped in by a Chippewa player, but Sai able to gather. Sai wrapped it around the back of the net for Burmeister, who seems like he's been on the ice every minute tonight. Dane Krista skating through center, looking to activate. Lost the puck. Carter Hayes still with it. D to D goes to Ottoman. Ottoman banks a pass for Wyatt Seymour. Hallstatt's going to carry in for Memorial. 2:11 to go. His shot hit a stick. Hits
went
the,
up
net.
In the net. Yep.
And we have a stoppage of play. 2:08 to go.
2:08.
Memorial.
Well, let's see if the Cards call a timeout here to try to rest their lines a little bit. 2:08 left to go.
When does Brovold come out?
Yeah. Not quite yet. Timeout
here. And
we
do have a timeout for Chippewa.
All right, we'll take it with them. Back in a minute. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Well, Chi-High calling their timeout. Rest the troops with 2:08 left to go, and we'll be watching Drew Brovol to see when he comes out. But right now, Carter, this is an offensive zone for the Abes in our end of the ice. So Brovold's going to have to stay out there right now. We need some ice time at their end of the ice here.
Yep, got to win this draw, control the puck, and got to get one. You got 2 minutes and 8 seconds to get one. You were able to get one earlier in this period to put you in a good position. But now you got to get the equalizer. Wyatt Seymour taking the draw for the Abes against Sam Johnson to the right of Drew Brovold. One by Wyatt Seymour. Shot put on net. Brovold's going to glove it and hang on with 2:04 to go.
Cards got to find a way to...
Starts with
Working
winning the
down
draw.
The ice here.
Starts
yep,
with winning
win
the draw.
Got to win that draw for sure. Shots 47-20 for the Abes. But you score one here, and who cares? Tie it up.
Seymour and Krista on the draw. One by Krista. There you go. Burmeister skates to it behind the net. Leaked it along. Picking it up is... Skelton. Big hit along the board. Schemberger carries in, took a shot, Brovold to save, and hangs on with 1:50 to go. And he needs some puck possession to be able
exactly.
to pull your goalie.
Some sustained time. And the Abes, third of the ice here.
At some point, I wonder if they'll kind of play in their defensive zone to get the goalie pulled and then attack up ice.
Mm-hmm.
Schemberger on the draw against Dane Kristen. Dane Kristen's been excellent on the faceoff zone today as he wins another draw. It's piled back for Austin Fournette, spun behind the boards where it's picked up by Burmeister. He's looking to carry ahead. Drew Brovold still in net. Racing to the puck.
Icing
is called.
Just couldn't get there in time.
1:37 to go, and once again, offensive zone faceoff for Memorial. Chi-High's got to win it.
Yep. Got to get our goaltender pulled here if we can add that attacker, but just have not gotten the time we need in their D zone.
This draw one back once again by Dane Krista. Burmeister along the left wing boards picks it up and spins one around for Skelton. Skelton and Wonky battle for it along the boards. Austin Fournette with it. Austin Fournette skating up the ice, but his pass is tipped to Carter Hayes. Hayes in his offensive zone. Hands to Hallseth. Hallseth carries in and chips in. Drew Brovold's going to glove it and hang on a minute 17 to go.
Easy saves for Drew here.
Just wasting time, though.
Yeah. What can he do? He's got to stop the puck and hope the Cards can manufacture something in the Abe's zone.
I wonder at some point if instead of freezing it, maybe you hand it to a defenseman and let him try to go to work.
Yep.
Andrew Hebert on the draw to the left. One by Wyatt, or Schemberg, excuse me. Hayes with a shot. It goes wide. Racing to it is Mason Flannery for the Abes. Chai High needs a goal. A minute to go.
That one hit the Raptors again.
So we're going to have an offense.
Stay in the zone.
Yep. Another defensive zone faceoff for Chai High.
Now we're down to a minute 6 left to go. Got to get the puck down the ice here.
This last minute's been stop and go. Constant freezes from Drew Provold. Seymour on the draw. He wins it back from Memorial. Coasted along the left wing boards. Big hit. Took a shot. Squeezed wide. Zachary Black skates to it.
Now
we'll keep an eye on Brovold for you. Losing the puck. Carrying in is Black. He chipped it in. And here goes Drew Brovold. Sixth attacker at 6-on-5 for Chai High. An empty net for Memorial. Trying to get to it. Centering feed. Couldn't get to it. It's battle for Pride free by Seymour. Up top it goes. Now sent along the end boards. Filtered along. Up top, Burmeister. Burmeister hands for Fournette. It went under his stick. Flannery racing to it. Flannery sends it towards the empty net. It goes wide.
That's an icing.
Icing on Memorial with 26.2 seconds to go. Austin Fournette lost an edge at the defensive line. Couldn't keep the puck in. And it wastes about 10 seconds.
Wow.
The draw will be to the left of Evan Mattson. Excuse me, to the right of Evan Mattson. 26.2 to go. Wyatt Seymour and it. Now Luke Schemberger takes Seymour's spot along with Dane Krista. 6-on-5 for Chai High. They won the draw. Massive draw. It's filtered below the goal crease. Now back up top for Fournette. He keeps it in. Hands it back for Krista. Intercepted by Seymour. Sends it towards the empty net. Rolling on its edge. Back to pick it up is Burmeister. Diving for it. Couldn't get it. 12 seconds to go. Chai High needs a goal. Up ahead it goes to Austin Fournette. In through the neutral zone. Hands to Black. Black chips it in. Tucker Lossman grabs it. Lobs it up ice. Kept in by Chai High. Here comes Dane Krista. Dane Krista in front. Took a shot. Save made by Mattson at the buzzer. And Memorial's going to hang on. Dane Krista had a look at the net, and Evan Mattson said, no, sir, fighting it off with his chest and saving Memorial.
Wow. Nice push by the Cards at the end, but had only had one shot there, and Dane trying to tie this one up just couldn't do it. Wow. Another, I told you this was going to be close. First time it was a one-goal win for Memorial. Again, another one-goal win for the Abes here tonight.
Chai High got the first goal in the first. Memorial countered, tying it up with 0.1 second on the clock. And you look back at that goal right now, and
man,
that's the difference.
I know. That is the difference, isn't it?
One second later, and we're going to overtime. Instead, Memorial gets the 3-2 win. They improved to 7-10 overall, 5-2 in the BRC. Chai High drops to 3-10 overall, and just a heartbreaker here for Chai High. They played so well in the third period, you thought maybe they could force overtime. Dane Krista got a good look with about 2 seconds to go. Mattson fought it off, and Memorial hangs on to win it 3-2.
Shots 50-20 tonight, but Brovold was outstanding again between the pipes for Chai High. Just didn't get the support he needed, offensive support and at times defensive support. And the Cards lose this one by a 3-2 count. 2-1 the first time, 3-2 this time in favor of the Aves. We'll have our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, as well as the players gather in a circle here. Terrific statement they're making out here right now. Both Memorial and Chai High players getting together for a little prayer at center ice. Great job, guys. All right, post-class mirror, post-game show ahead. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part? These savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Chi High tonight drops their 10th game of the year. They're 3-10 overall. They are 1-5 in the BRC, losing to Eau Claire Memorial 3-2. Outshot 50-20 here tonight. Our post-glass mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap ahead here. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Matt Luckowitz downstairs live on our Cardinal postgame show as well. Memorial scored first. I should say Chi High scored first, pardon me, at 4:23 of the first. Cards' only lead of the game. on our Holly Bovey Stats Recap, Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. And the name that we knew right away was Colin Buchanan at 4:23 of the first. Buchanan scored. Then the Aves came back, tied it up with 0.1 seconds left to go in the first period. It was Ethan Beglinger who scored. The net was wide open on the near side, and Broholt had made the save and then left the rebound out there, and it was swept in with 0.1 seconds, a heartbreaker for Chi High, and we were tied at one apiece. Then the Aves came back with a couple of second-period goals. Chi High tried to make a game of it in the third at 4:24, and we'll have that highlight for you in the third period in just a moment. The goal from Austin Fournette on our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. So Buchanan picks up his first goal of the year at 4:23 of the first, and then Austin Fournette got his first of the season at 4:24 of the third. The assist going to Buchanan, so Buchanan with a couple of points here tonight. Bodie Custer had an assist as well on that second goal, and that's where it ended. Chi High finally got Provo pulled out of the goal mouth near the end of the game. Just could not get the puck down to the old Abe's end of the ice until just the closing seconds of the third period. Had one last shot on goal from Dane Krista, but he couldn't find the back of the cage. And Chi High winds up losing this one 3-2. So our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. WWIB, Holly Eau Claire, W-O-G-O, I should say, Holly Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Well, it's time for our Fiber Fast Play of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin 24/7, and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. You can visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. And our Fiber Fast Play of the Game came at 4:24 of the third. The score by Austin Fournette, and Carter Jaeger had the call.
He sticks it away in front, nearly scored. Fournette with a shot, he scores! Austin Fournette from the left point muscled it home past Evan Madsen.
There you go, that quick score that we needed, and now we've got a one-goal game. And that's the way it ended, one-goal game, as Memorial hung on for a 3-2 victory over Chi High here tonight. So it appears as if we won't be able to catch up with Matt Luckowitz, still waiting for him to come out, and I'm not sure if he's going to be coming out of the locker room anytime soon. Kind of hanging in here for a few moments to see if he comes out. Long talk with the team here tonight because of, you know, a really tough loss for the team, especially that goal with 0.1 seconds left to go in the second period. And Chi High drops this game and now drops a little further back in the BRC rankings. BRC standings are 1-5. Memorial goes to 5-2 in conference and can bank this one away when it comes to seeding time. Chi High just trying to get some home ice here in the postseason. So we'll see if they can do that. All right. Well, it doesn't appear as if we're going to have Matt Luckowitz on our postgame show, so we'll, I think, close her down here tonight and invite Carter Jaeger to come back up in the booth here as we wrap things off up for the Chi High Cardinals here tonight on home ice, losing to Eau Claire Memorial. We've got buckets for you tomorrow night. It's McDonald girls basketball at Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with the call. 6:40, time of the pregame tomorrow night. We're back here on the ice on the 27th of January as the CFM Sabres host the Eau Claire Stars, one of the top teams in the state. Arch rival Eau Claire Stars, 6:40 pregame show on the 27th of January. Want to thank our video and audio crew here tonight. Our video producer was Sam Aberle. Audio producer back at the WOGO Communication Center was Gavin Bovey. And first taste of play-by-play today with Carter Jaeger. More to come, I think.
It was a blast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun to have you up here. And going to take a long trip down to Neenah, I think, or Appleton area.
Appleton,
so
yep.
Tonight, so be safe on the roads. By the way, the last score we had from Medford was the Sabres leading Medford 5-0 at the end of two. Let me just check real quick and see if we have a final on that one. Nothing yet. So 5-2, the count we had at the end of two with CFM ahead. So for Carter Jaeger and Sam Aberle and Gavin Bovey, I'm Greg Stewart, thanking you for joining us. And the final score again, Eau Claire Memorial 3, Chi-High 2. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.